every member of the family. Save 25% off on Black and Gold Fridays before every home football game. So shop the Mizzou store, located in the Chesterfield Valley, for the largest selection of gear and gifts at the official store of the University of Missouri. For Mizzou, by Mizzou. M-I-Z, you know the rest.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Mizzou fans, instead of watching a game at home alone, there's nothing like watching it with other Tiger fans at Rib City. Bring the family and enjoy some award-winning baby back ribs with other Missouri fans at the Mizzou Watch Party at Rib City. All of their meats are slow-cooked over selected hardwoods. Oh, yeah! And for more information, call 314-965-RIBS or go to RibCitySCLewis.com. Rib City, real barbecue, great ribs in their new location east of 270 on Manchester in the Colonnade Center. Into pair.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season.
Why?
Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
Fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
monsters, graves, bodies.
Oh. Ooh, I'm scared now. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 30th. That's right, it's Halloween Eve. I guess. Isn't Halloween called All Hallows Eve?
Yes.
So this is All Hallows Eve Eve.
Yes.
Yeah. Officially, this edition of the Playhouse brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors, and they've been at it for a long time. Stiefel Nicholas, 27 years. We're going to talk about who they are, what they do, and why you, if you have $25,000 or more, you might want to talk with them. But first,
hey!
A round of introductions. Eon the Peon's at the control board. He is so glad that we've gotten Pumpkinhead Harvey out of the way.
Yes.
Giddy that he got to play the mummy. He's the control board operator. He wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, now is a great time to call Mark and Jason, and they can give you a free consultation regarding all of your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house. Oh, man, what a great costume. Oh, those are just your clothes.
Oh.
With his trouser. Kidding. That was very nice. With his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
How's that pumpkin?
Oh, the pumpkin's fine.
How long before pumpkins start to rot after you carve them and put them
That's
on the porch?
A month or so.
It takes a while.
Yeah, it does.
Sit there for quite a while. They're tough, those pumpkins. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Red Boy says by next Halloween he should have it complete. He's working on writing, and then he will record, and he will distribute his own Halloween song with a character he's created, and it's a confusing kind of name. It's called Head something Harvey. Head what Harvey?
Cheese.
Head cheese Harvey.
Oh, no, a song like that I can get behind.
I kind of like it. I like it. I can't wait to hear that. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
I just saw on the Channel 2 News, and they're on in the studio, and you know they do that allergy index.
Yes, on the weather.
All the, so they had mold, of course, which was up top.
Of course.
And it was 8,900 something.
That sounds dangerous.
And then next, there was something else, and then ragweed was behind that. But in the middle, it was lamb's quarter.
What the heck is that? I have no idea.
And it showed, you know, mold was 8,900 something. Lamb's quarter and ragweed were at 2 apiece.
Yeah, the numbers, the scale needs to be changed.
Do you really have to even, put that on the list if it's that low?
Ragweed is at 2. Well, but we don't know where the danger. Well, maybe at 3 you'll die from ragweed. I mean, we don't know. Obviously, it's a different scale.
Yeah, it
two
has
is
to
worth
be.
Mentioning, and mold is 8. What's the other one? Pollen. They do pollen. Yeah, lamb's quarter.
That was a weird one. I had
the heck
seen
is that.
That?
Is that a weed?
I'm Googling it here.
And have you ever heard anybody say, "Yeah, we had to have some landscaping people. Our lamb's quarter was out of control."
No,
we had to have them back on it.
Fast-growing weedy annual plant.
Weedy plant.
Weedy. That's what it says. Weedy. Though cultivated in some regions, the plant is elsewhere considered a weed.
Never heard anybody mention it but the weather people.
No.
All right. Well, thank you for
just
warning
people. For all the people suffering with lamb's quarter allergy. Out there.
Yeah, that's a common. I can't tell you how many people I know with lamb's quarter allergy. We're brought to you by, Freddie Freeman is moments away. I'm telling you. The longest joke that I tell all year. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. They were Stiefel Nicholas, have been for 27 years. Here's how this works. You get to a point, hopefully, where you have been able to put away $25,000 or more. I don't think my daughter would mind if I say this because I'm very proud of her. She works full-time now, and she went to school, and she has saved $20,000. I think that's pretty good. She's 26, and she's been scrimping and hitting daddy up when she can for things to save money, and the company she works for gives her a car. There's a huge savings there. Car and gas and insurance. Don't have to pay for a vehicle. If you have $25,000 or more, you can have a meeting with Mark and Jason. And you'll talk and they'll talk. They're going to have to ask you some questions. What are your goals? You don't really know what your goals are when you're 25 or 30 years old. You sort of do. Well, I know someday I'd like to retire. But you aren't old enough yet to know that other things pop up in life. Life throws you some nasty curves every once in a while. Maybe that child that you thought was out on his own or her own, and now they need help, or they need help getting the house, they don't have a job, they need to pay off some whatever, and you need money for that. It feels good to have planned so that you have that money. It's a very good feeling when things come along and you can handle it. You go, okay, I got it covered. It might eat into what you had hoped you'd have later on, but you'll make it up if you have somebody to help you do that. And that's what Mark and Jason are here for, to give you advice. You may have a financial advisor. That's okay. There's no law that says you can't sit down and listen to what they have to say about what you're doing with your money. So $25,000 or more, we would appreciate it, and I know they would, if you just have a meeting with them. It won't cost you anything except an hour or so of your time. If you don't like what they say, don't ever meet them again. If you do, I think you're on your way to something great. It's a good relationship. MarkandJason.com. I saw a movie last night, St. Vincent, with Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy. Have either one of you seen it?
No. What did you think?
I liked it. It wasn't a great movie, but it was a good movie. And the star of the movie is the kid whose name I don't know. There's a kid in here, and he steals the show. He is the star. And I'll tell you what it's like. If you took The Notebook and Gran Torino and put them together, their child would be this movie. St. Vincent, because it's a story you've seen before, a crotchety old guy that nobody right. likes, and he's mean to everybody, and then a kid comes along and kind of tugs at his heartstrings, and Melissa McCarthy's the kid's mother, and she's a single mom, and that mean neighbor, turns out he's not such a bad guy after all. Okay, you know, we've seen that story. But I will say that Bill Murray was really good for this particular role. I prefer to see Bill in a more of a what about Bob, you know, Bill Murray right. being funny. But it's a good movie. It's a good movie. It's worth seeing. St. Vincent, Bill Murray. And all I'll tell you is Bill Murray's name in the movie is Vince. Vincent is his character's name. So I don't want to give too much away. But it was good. Four ARDs, I'd give it maybe three ARDs. In fact, can we do that? We don't. I missed
sure.
it with Reggie.
Yeah.
Can I have three ARDs?
All right, Dean. All right, Dean. All right, Dean.
Oh, great. Brings back the Reggie days. I mentioned this, too, and we watched it last night on television. See, when you're married, that's what you do. You watch TV and go to the movies because you're not doing the other stuff.
Right.
American Horror Story on the FX channel, and this season it's Freak Show. This is one of the creepiest, most bizarre TV things I've ever seen. Jessica Lange is in this series, this Freak Show series, and it's about carnival freak show people, Lobster Boy, woman with no legs, conjoined twins, somebody who's the world's tallest woman. Peon, you love this. One of the freaks is a woman with three breasts.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's Woo-hoo! Got three boobs.
Yeah.
So American Horror Story, FX, Freak Show. If you like really creepy, sometimes gory, weird stuff, you'll like it. Now, Halloween tomorrow night, a couple of things to think about. The number of pedestrians and, sadly, sometimes children hit by cars doubles tomorrow night for a couple of reasons. Numbskull adults that go to Halloween parties and drink and get on the road, and kids that can't see where they're going because of their Halloween costumes. So just remember, twice as many people will be hit by cars tomorrow night. The other thing people don't seem to talk about is dental disasters. No, eating candy that you get tomorrow night is not going to immediately put you in the dentist chair the next day. But here's what will. These sugar daddies and these sticky things, it pulls fillings out and crowns off teeth. Sometimes mommy and daddy get a hold of the milk. The worst offenders, like sugar daddies, milk duds, anything with hard caramel and Tootsie Rolls, can pull out crowns and fillings. And the next thing you know, Monday morning, some people are in the dentist chair. Ballast Dental Care, I hope. Here's the other thing that happens. Dogs that get poisoned after Halloween night.
Chocolate.
Because kids come home, and dogs and chocolate do not mix. If you've ever had a dog, you know you do not give dogs chocolate. But dogs don't know any better. They see a piece of chocolate, they'll dive right in there and eat it. That's a problem. And how about this one? Every year in the United States, Dan, you're one of the lucky ones, 4,400 people go to emergency rooms for pumpkin cutting-related injuries. They cut themselves carving pumpkins. 4,400 people.
I can see that. The knife will slip off or something like that. And cut
yeah.
in.
Yeah. I know, and if you're not, it's usually some goofy pumpkin carving knife that you're not used to. Many, many years ago, my second son is now 31. When he was in the fifth grade, he came home with an assignment, and the assignment was come up with a Halloween poem. Now, as parents, those of you who are parents know, and you'll learn this, Peon, when a kid comes home with an assignment and asks you to help, you end up doing it.
Right.
I don't care if it's a science project. You end up really doing it yourself. And when he came home with this assignment, he says, we're supposed to do a Halloween poem, and they said our parents could help us. I said, really? Are you sure it's okay for the parents to help? He said, oh, no, no. They said it was okay. Well, the teacher's not stupid. The teacher knows if you help, you're going to end up doing. So my son and I, that's the way we put it on the paper he turned in, was his name and my name, when, in fact, I actually really kind of did 99% of it. We came up with, and I've saved it after all these years because my kids still love it, and I will share it with you now. I don't normally do this kind of stuff, but I'm still kind of proud of this. Oh, what could it be? It's our Halloween poem from when he was in the fifth grade. Bruce, can I have a little bit of, like, some kind of creepy music? You know, the stuff I like. There it is. An original poem by Frank and Pee-wee Pinion. It was just my friend and me. out to trick-or-treat, you see, when something slimy fell on me. Oh, what could it be? Was it blood or was it guts? Maybe I was going nuts. It was weird, no ifs or buts. Oh, what could it be? I tried to shower off that slime, and then it came a second time. Up the shower wall it climbed. Oh, what could it be? It was fast, too fast to chase. It flew all around the place, out the door without a trace. Oh, what could it be? We went outside. Where did it go? We looked up. We saw a UFO. It landed on our patio. Oh, what could it be? A little man with a great big head stepped out and said, "My name is Ed. Feed me soon or I'll be dead." Oh, what could it be? We gave him chicken, we gave him roast, apple pie and old stale toast, a dozen eggs. He ate the most. Oh, what could it be? He said, "Your food on Earth is good. I'd stay longer if I could. Where I'm from, we just eat wood." Oh, what could it be? He turned and said, "I have to go." He got back in that UFO. I guess that we will never know. Oh, what could it be?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Frank and Pee-wee, our original poem from a million years ago, or at least it seems that way. And now a story in the news, custom made for Eon the Peon. In fact, when he saw the story this morning, I guarantee you he's still thinking about going back to school and becoming a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Listen to this story. This woman goes up to the pharmacy and steals $127. And the way she was able to distract the pharmacist, she said that she came in during the day in the afternoon and handed them some money for something that was about $25. And then she took out one of her breasts and with her fingers squeezed it and shot milk in the eyes of the pharmacist.
Oh.
Breast milk. Said she continued to spray her milk while she went through a counter display and a cash register. She acted like she was interested in a breast pump. She left the breast pump behind, and then they discovered their cash register was missing $127. I think we have a new way to commit crime, and I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you want to steal something, take your breasts out and shoot milk in people's faces. It'll completely throw them off.
Those milk cannons.
Cannons.
Now, this one, I'll just do it. Guy goes into the hospital and ends up in the emergency room. I'm not sure how. You've heard about these people that swim in the lake and these little creatures swim up their urethra or their butt.
Yes.
Or get in their ears. Here's a guy. It's called a lungfish. This is in Brazil. It's an eel-like fish. He had it surgically removed from his butt.
Ooh.
Apparently, there's a video online on LiveLeak. He was forced to have surgery. The fish got stuck in his anus, is the way they put it. It says it shows medical professionals pulling the lungfish from his butt. It was so far up, it was lodged in his bowels. And it
Whoa.
Said you can hear, this is the part I don't like, you can hear people in the operating room laughing and gasping. Now, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear
well,
doctors and nurses.
Well, you deserve it if you have a lungfish up your
Well,
butt,
you almost do, unless he just went swimming and, you know, the thing got
know.
In. Yeah, I doubt it, too, because it was pretty big. I think he did the gerbil deal and put it there on purpose.
Come
said
here,
there were people
buddy.
In the operating room with phone cameras capturing the moment as they pull this creature out of this guy's butt. Wow. It
Man.
Takes all kinds. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
For those of you new to the show, every year at this time you will hear this joke. It's the Freddie Freeman joke. I need to set it up like this. Freddie Freeman is a little boy who has a speech impediment. He cannot say F's. Anything with an F, he says, as a B. For example, if he said frog, it would be brog. Freddie just cannot say F's. Every F is a B. That's all you need to know. So Freddie walks up to a house, rings the doorbell. Lady opens the door. He says, "Trick or treat, Mrs. Bergeson." She says, "Well, who is this in this pirate costume?" He said, "It's me, Brady. Brady Breeman. She says, Freddie Freeman, how are you? He said, I'm fine. She says, you are getting so big. He says, yeah, I'm in first grade now, and I'm getting tall. I'm 4'5" tall. She says, now, Freddie, how old are you? I don't remember. He says, well, last Halloween, I was only 5. But on February 15th of 2014, I turned 6. She says, well, how about that? You're such a big boy. Now, didn't I hear that your sister started college this year? He said, yeah, she's a freshman at Florida State, but she's not that smart. I think she's going to blunk out. She's bailing every subject. Dad says it's because all she does is listen to music. She loves the Boo Biters and Maroon 5. She says, now, is your dad still a scoutmaster, Freddie? He said, yes, ma'am. But a few weeks ago, he fell into a campfire, and he burned his base real bad. Only first-degree burns, but still very, very freaking painful. Now, Dr. Brazier, he's our family physician, he says he'll be a lot better in 4 or 5 weeks. She says, now, Freddie, how about your mom? How's she doing? He says, oh, she's buying. She just opened a new flower shop. You know, she's a florist. It's on 44th Street, not too far from the First Baptist Church. Did she tell you she did the hair of some very famous people last weekend? And the lady says, no, Freddie, who? He said, Sly and the Bamley Stone. That's her favorite group. She loves that song, It's a Bamley a Bear, It's a Bamley a Bear. She said, Freddie, I was so sorry to hear about your grandpa. Freddie said, yeah, he died. It was very, very sad at the funeral home. He was a firefighter, and all the firefighters were there at the funeral from everywhere. Blorison, Bergeson, Benton, Bestus, Bearview Heights, O'Ballin, Illinois, O'Ballin, Missouri, Barmington. It was a big, big funeral. And in front of the hearse, 5 big red fire trucks. She said, well, I know you're going to miss your grandpa. He said, yeah, yeah. I really miss him taking me fishing. Boy, could he catch fish. And then he'd take his belay knife, and he'd belay those fish, and he'd brine them up in the brine pan. And now he's fishing in heaven with his heavenly father. She says, well, I hear you have a new family member. He says, uh-huh. His name is Belix. He's a foster child. My parents went to a place called an orphanage. And they picked him out of about 55 kids. He's teaching me to play football. And he has what they call a club butt. And when he kicks that butt ball, it goes real, real far, like to infinity. And he talks like Boris Gump. And he tells really funny stories. And if he likes living with our family, we'll adopt him. And then he'll stay with us till he's a full-grown man. She says, well, Freddie, I guess you want some candy. He says, yes, ma'am, I do. I hope you have Bibb Avenue or Big Newton's or my favorites, Butterbingers, Chocolate Budge. But please, please, Mrs. Bergeson, no fresh brute like apples or grapes. Brute makes me bart. Now, one lady over on Bibbdy Burst Avenue last year gave me brunch fries. They were fantastic. And please, no books. Last year, Mrs. Blanigan gave me Jack and the Beanstalk. Bee-bye-bo-bum. Boring. She said, well, Freddie, you look great. Now, if you're a pirate, where are your buccaneers? He goes, where do you think? They're under my bucking hat.
Meet me. All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we have 2 crashes to report. The first one is on the ramp from Ladue to northbound 270. Northbound 270 is slow approaching The Clayton Road overpass up through Ladue. The other one is at Big Bend and Doherty Ferry. Now, the rain has really caused things to mess up. We have slow traffic on westbound 40 from about Busch Stadium out through McCausland. We have more slow traffic from Lindbergh out through Highway 270 and just a little slow from the Spirit overpass to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 170 is really stacking up now from about the Rock Road down through Highway 40. On southbound 270, earlier crash has really caused some problems there. You're jammed solid from Highway 70 down all the way through Doherty Ferry. You're slow again from 44 through 55. Westbound 44, some slow pockets from Arsenal out through Highway 270. Eastbound 40, you've got hockey traffic coming in. Pretty solid now from Clarkson up through Mason and from 270 all the way in through Big Bend. Southbound 55, a couple little slow areas now from, looks like, River de Pere out through Revis. We also have slow traffic on southbound 141. It's stacked up from Big Bend through 44 and from Highway 30 all the way through Highway 21. And also it looks like southbound 55 down around Richardson Road, we have a big slowdown there. And this traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin at Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like free hot breakfast, free internet, and a great rewards program. Book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, tune in to the Big 550. We'll have updates from the polls throughout the day. And starting at 6 p.m., KTRS News partners with Fox 2 News, ABC News, along with local and national experts to bring you the latest results on the county executive race, ballot initiatives in Missouri, and the governor's race in Illinois. If you miss it, don't fret. There'll be a complete wrap-up on McGraw in the morning the next day. The midterm election results are right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up? Karastan and Midwest Floor, that's who. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of October National Karastan Month. If you have ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpets made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings. Plus, up to a $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Mimi to Ladue, town and country and more. Warsome Woods to Winsville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Olivet to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live. Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Warning! The Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Call Clicker Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one granite and quartz retailer, Granite Busters. Buy before October 31st and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles starting at just $29.99 a square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. Hurry, because the Granite Busters fall countertop clearance is almost over. Sale offer is for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Your favorite team is on the TVs while you enjoy good food, cold beer, and camaraderie at Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Arnold and Webster Groves. Imagine chowing down on Hot Shots boneless wings, burger, and macho spuds, as well as drink specials during NFL football. For more, go to HotShotsNet.com. Pool leagues, dirt leagues, beer, burgers, wings, pizza, and watching the game with other fans. Yeah! It's Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Webster Groves in the Yorkshire Village Shopping Center at LaClean Station and Watson Roads in Arnold, a mile east of Highway 55 at the intersection of 141 and Jeffco Boulevard.
Everyone agrees Judge Dennis Ruth should be retained. That's why he's been endorsed by both labor and business groups. Judge Dennis Ruth was recommended by the Illinois State Bar Association Lawyers Poll with over a 90% rating for integrity and legal ability. In his 6 years on the bench, Judge Dennis Ruth has protected the rights of all who appeared in his courtroom. He enforces the law fairly, making our community stronger. Vote yes to retain Judge Dennis Ruth.
Paid for by Retain Ruth 2014.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend Dyna-Green Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want Dyna-Green. And to find out more, DynaGreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. Kirkwood Material and Bear Garden Shop are your local Dyna-Green dealers.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show with Drs. Dan Gagliotti and Nick Barnes, Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Sober.
Leave me alone.
Let me go home. All right, let's go to Southern California. See what Mr. and Mrs. Evans give out for to trick-or-treaters. Be interesting. Little bottles of wine, I bet. Don't they make little airplane-sized bottles of wine to the kids? Mike Evans is brought to you courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley. They're right next door to each other on the, I always got to get my directions right, the eastern end of the valley. You know where all that stuff is, or at the very eastern end of all that. Sits Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, and please don't forget, this is a fantastic... You know what would be great? I got a great idea. For Halloween, little kid comes to the door, you drop in his bag a $200 gift certificate to Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market.
Hey.
What a great idea. They'll never forget your house, I'll tell you that. Give it up, if you would, please, for Mike Evans.
Give it up.
So, what do you give the kids?
Turn off the lights, go to Roy's, and have dinner.
It's basically say, screw you kids.
Screw you kids.
Saying to the world, we hate children. We hate children, and we're not giving them anything.
Hey, you may have your parents buy you, and you buy your own damn candy.
You know, you remind me of?
I can't imagine you giving out trick-or-treat stuff.
Well, we don't have to because nobody comes to our house. 28 years and not, well, I take that back. In 28 years, exactly 3 trick-or-treaters in 28 years.
They didn't get the word, huh?
Well, it's not that. It's just that a long time ago there was a neighbor right down the road who had little kids and didn't want to venture very far. So there were 5 houses on the whole road, and he hit them. And that's it. That was the only time. We don't have anybody.
Now, if I come over to your house,
you'll get shot.
You'll
get shot. You'll get shot. The floodlights go on, alarm system, cameras, you'll get shot.
Forget it.
What would you dress as?
Radio reporter.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah. That is very now, seriously, you won't be home, right?
No.
And that's really the best way to do it, is just not be there. Because it would be tough to be there, ding dong, and you just sit there.
And bogey bark.
Yeah, knowing, and they hear the dog, they know somebody's in there.
Oh.
And then they think that you're mean, like, oh, I saw St. Vincent with Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy. You'd be like him, crotchety, you know, that crotchety neighbor.
Did you like that movie?
It was good. It wasn't great, but it was good.
I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
Today's pop quiz question is connected to this date in history, which is a little unusual. On this date, October 30th, first image of a person was projected on television.
Ooh.
While still in the experimental stage. What year was that first person image successfully projected on television? 1925, 1930, 1935. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets, Bruce Jenner. Is so anxious to cut strings with Kris Jenner, he's given her the mansion. He hates the house. He calls it the whore house. That's spelled with a W, I might add.
Well, by the way, he's right.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Bunch of skanks.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen the latest picture of Bruce on...
Not since the one with the nail polish and the sitting in the car. No.
No, there's that one. There's another one there now, too. You got to love that.
Can't wait.
No love lost here. Katy Perry will be the halftime show at the Super Bowl. But Taylor Swift.
No.
Campaigned hard for that gig, and she's furious she didn't get it.
Too bad.
Perhaps the most volatile couple in Hollywood, Ellen DeGeneres and her wife, Portia.
That's what I've heard. I've heard this. I've heard this before.
On a bunch of occasions, they've been seen screaming, yelling at each other. A bunch of times they haven't shown up for engagements that they were supposed to make appearances at. Very embarrassing.
Well, they are married. I mean, it doesn't matter that they're two women. They're still married, so.
What does that mean?
They're going to happen.
What are you saying? You're against marriage?
Well, no.
You say that everybody's married argues?
Married couples argue from time to time.
Well, then there's something wrong with your marriage if you don't
argue. No, it's the perfect marriage. You know that.
Hmm.
World knows that.
Hang on. Right. Cheryl, he says you're married.
Oh, there it is. You had to pull that one out.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah. Regarding Kansas City losing the World Series.
Yeah.
A little personal story. When I was 22 years old, I traveled with the Dodgers, and we won the National League West, played in the playoffs, won the playoffs, went to the World Series, and lost in 5 games to the Oakland A's. And on the Dodger plane flying back in after the Game 5 when we lost the World Series, I'm sitting by Don Sutton. Across from me is Bill Buckner.
Name drop.
And they're drinking champagne, kind of laughing, having a good time. Well, this is my first year with the team, and I was surprised. And I said to Buckner, you just lost the World Series, and yet you're over there laughing, partying, drinking. And he said something to me I'll never forget. He said, well, we're not fans. We played 162 games. We won the National League West. We beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs. Went to the World Series. We worked our butts off. We lost, but season's over. Time to forget it and go on vacation. It's over. Nothing we can do about it now. And then about 3 weeks later, I'm at a grocery store, and somebody recognized me that knew I traveled with the Dodgers. Then they came up to me, and they go, I still can't believe with the Dodgers that we lost in the World Series. It's like, fans and players, the athletes are very different. The players let it go. But
how would somebody
really
recognize you knowing you traveled with the Dodgers?
Huh?
How would they know that? If somebody saw you
in the media, so it was on, you know, at that time there were billboards of me, and I was a regular at people knew who I was.
They said some of the Kansas City ball players were out last night with the Kansas City fans, and they were partying with them and stuff, and
why not?
A good time. Yeah.
Why not?
I got another personal story for you. When I was working in Honolulu, I had a place on the Big Island. Little village, about 250 people lived there. It was like a cowboy village built in the 30s. It was only two blocks long, had a wooden sidewalk. Just a great little place to live outside Hilo. The name of it was Pahoa. And by this time next week, Pahoa will be gone. Madam Pele, the fire goddess, spewing the lava from Kilauea. I mean, it's really sad. I mean, a place where I used to live.
It's in the song, Kilauea Kamiki Kaka'akahui.
That's right. Yeah. Completely wiped out off the face of the earth.
Wow.
I find that a little odd.
That is weird. Not too many people are saying.
Of course, you guys in St. Louis have the same thing. Floods, hurricanes.
Volcanoes. Yeah.
Tornadoes, yeah.
Hurricanes.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about this off the air yesterday. There's nothing you can do with lava, right?
No.
You can't dig a giant hole and have it to go in there. I guess there's nothing.
It just crawls along and burns everything down.
Yeah. This date in history, October 30th, 1945, Henry DeFonz Winkler was born. Maybe the nicest guy in Hollywood.
Wow.
Also, birthday girl.
Finally.
My daughter, Lacey.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. And finally.
You know, you just never let me use all the
runway.
Yeah,
we do. You used all the runway. You had a full-blown session today.
And finally.
Yeah. Wow, you were famous.
I'll be a professional, Franco.
This guy was famous, ladies and gentlemen, at one time.
Today's pod quiz, here you go. On this date, what year was the first picture of a person actually broadcast on television? 1925, 1930, 1935?
30. I'll say 25.
I'll say 30.
It was still an experimental stage. It happened right outside Glasgow, Scotland, in the laboratory of John L. Baird, the man who invented television. It was his son that was on the screen when he first successfully did it, and it was on October 30th, 1925.
Oh, peon.
Yeah. Peon gets
it. I'm Mike Evans, Live Hollywood. See you.
All right. Is he gone?
Yeah.
All right. There's no way somebody comes up to him and goes, hey, you travel with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Really?
I can't believe they lost.
I mean, really? Mike Evans, his memories are distorted, I think, sometimes. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. For the longest-running advertiser we have on this show, 23 years and so many months, 52 weeks a year, is American Equity Mortgage. You know what that tells me? They love being a part of the show, and they love it because it works. No advertiser wants to be a part of the show unless there's a return on that investment, unless they see bodies coming through the door. And I'm guessing American Equity Mortgage has had thousands of people over all these years who have come to them for mortgages, who have come to them for loans, using the equity they have in their homes to borrow money, to borrow smart money. To get out of bad debt, replace it with good debt. Those are called bill consolidation loans or home equity loans. And if you're a homeowner and you borrow money any other way, you just might be stupid. You don't want to do that. Don't pay interest you don't have to pay. Talk to them. If you're renting and you can scratch up the down payment for a house, beg, borrow, steal it, talk to them about how to get out of being a renter and start building some equity. Own a piece of the United States of America and have your own house. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a look at our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
I see people walk up to me all the time and go, you know Dan Strauss, don't you?
Oh, they do? They go, yeah.
All right, we've got a new crash. It's on northbound 55 past Arsenal. The left lane is blocked. Traffic on southbound 55 is pretty well thinned out. Westbound 40, though, still stacks up Kings Highway out through Mason. Kings Highway through McCausland. We're looking pretty good all the way out past the Boone Bridge, but now another crash on westbound 40 past Highway K has the left lane blocked. You're backed up just a little bit west of Highway 94. Hockey traffic coming in. Going to look for slow traffic from Clarkson all the way in through Big Bend. Southbound 170 is stacking up south of Olive, though, down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, stop and go from Dorset through Olive. And then some slow pockets you'll find all the way from that point to Highway 55. We do still have pretty jammed up traffic on southbound 141 from Big Bend through 44, and again from Highway 30 through Highway 21, and eastbound 270 slowing now Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin at Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like free hot breakfast, free internet, and a great rewards program. Book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's a bright idea. Save 25% store-wide now at Metro Lighting, including most already reduced merchandise. Update that old dining room chandelier. Spruce up your bathroom lighting. Add a lamp or find a unique gift or accessory. Whatever your project, it's a great time to shop Metro Lighting with 25% off our already guaranteed prices. Metro Lighting, locally owned and operated and serving St. Louis for over 45 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. See stores for details. Some restrictions apply.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Coverage you can count on. Tonight, hear what St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough is saying about supposed leaks surrounding the grand jury and police officer Darren Wilson's shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson.
They've been meeting in secret for months. We'll take an in-depth look at the grand jury system and what makes the Michael Brown case unique.
And getting back to their French roots, the reason you will see some different-looking street signs through downtown tonight.
Watching a vast batch of rain kick across the St. Louis area. But this rain is really opening the door to a surge from central Canada. It's going to get much colder.
First on Fox, grand jury guesses. St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough addresses alleged leaks from the grand jury.